This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Scattered across the state, often just under the surface veneer of West Virginia, there's buried evidence of communities and times gone by. Nowhere is that more obvious than in Moundsville at the Grave Creek Mound Archaeological Complex. The curators there work daily next to a giant Adena Indian burial mound, preserving artifacts found over the years throughout the state. Clintus Board visited the mound and the complex and brings us this report.
If you drive into Moundsville, across from what looks like a giant castle that is the former state penitentiary, there's this swollen, grassy mound. It kind of looks like a giant land turtle with a couple of big trees and flat stone stairs winding up its back. The mound stands almost as tall as a six-story building, and from the top you can see for miles. It's one of the largest conical mounds in the United States.
The mound was built over 2,000 years ago, roughly 250 to 150 BC, by people that the archaeologists call the Adena people, and they are prehistoric Native Americans.
This is Andrea Keller.
And I'm the cultural program coordinator here at the Grave Creek Mound Archaeological Complex.
Keller gives tours, among other duties, where she tells visitors all we know about this mound, which is surprisingly little.
Do we know why they built it?
It's hard to say. We do know it was used as a burial mound, and it had tombs, two main tombs, one with two individuals in it and one with one individual. So two rather elaborate tombs.
Really?
For just three people.
Keller explains how in 1838, the family that owned the mound decided to excavate it. They wanted to create a museum with the artifacts they'd find.
They were going to charge 25 cents per adult and half of that per child. So, with high hopes, they excavated a tunnel from the base. That's where they started. And when they got towards the center, they found that first main tomb with the two individuals.
She says they would have found a hollowed-out tomb, rotting logs, two skeletons, shell beads, maybe some ornaments.
And not a whole lot else. So they were probably kind of disappointed.
Keller says they would have found these things, but the truth is, we really don't know for certain what they found 177 years ago. Much of what was excavated has been lost over the years, including the skeletons. The archiving skills of the time were less sophisticated than they are today. No one understands that better than Amanda Brooks and Heather Klein. They're the curators at Grave Creek Mound Archaeological Complex.
So what is this?
It's our lab. Do you want to tell her about the lab, Heather?
Sure.
See, the state bought the mound in the early 1900s with some help from some area school children. In 1978, the Delph Narona Museum was constructed next to the mound, this large modern brick building with pyramid-shaped skylights is meant to be an architectural tribute to prehistoric times. Then in 2007, construction began again.
The majority of our artifacts that we've rehoused are all stored up in this area.
Klein is standing in a giant storage room filled with stacked electronic shelves that seem to stretch on endlessly. It's a 9,600-square-foot addition to the museum. The archaeological complex was designed to house West Virginia's artifacts. All of them.
We have movable shelving units. Everything's really state-of-the-art. We have climate-controlled, humidity-controlled, temperature is also regulated.
This is the archaeological curation facility for the whole state of West Virginia. Klein explains that modern archaeology isn't all tomb raiding and dodging ancient booby traps.
About 10% of your work is done in the field. 90% of it is done in the lab.
Klein and Brooks work daily in a small lab off of the storage rooms where they preserve and study artifacts found in West Virginia, huge collections of artifacts excavated from sites throughout the state. Many sites, both historic and prehistoric, were excavated in the 60s and 70s and have been moved around the state over the years. But several years ago, state legislators decided this more permanent and dedicated home for the state's artifacts was a good investment.
We spend the majority of our time rehousing old collections, We have over 2,000 boxes that we're in the process of rehousing. We haven't rehoused everything, but it's a slow process, and we're just trying to get everything up to the archival standards for today so that they'll be around for future researchers.
Rehousing is when experts like Klein take excavated artifacts out of their original paper bags and place them into standard acid-free boxes and plastic bags that will better preserve them for researchers in the future. In this endless room of stacked moving shelves, Klein is looking through boxes of paper bags that have yet to be rehoused.
Just a bag full of ceramic sherds, and there's a hammer stone in here too.
Wow.
So it's all filthy dirty. It needs to all be washed. We just use water and a toothbrush. And then after that's all dry, it'll have to be labeled with its site information and its provenience information.
Really quick, provenience is the official recording of the source, origin, or location of an artifact, according to archaeologywordsmith.com. It's really important information for scientists and researchers.
If we lose its provenience, it's pretty much, what's the point? Because if you don't know exactly where it came from in the soil, then it loses a lot of research potential.
Back in the archaeology lab, Klein hovers over a desk with trays of objects.
So right now I'm laying out some artifacts that we have from Camp Allegheny, which was a Confederate camp in Pocahontas County, West Virginia. This was actually excavated in 1963 by an amateur archaeologist, Father Clifford Lewis, who was with Wheeling Jesuit University. He, with the assistance of some youth science campers, in a summer of 63, they excavated parts of this camp that is still over in Pocahontas County, pretty much untouched as it was from 1861 when it was built there.
Buckles, spoons, knives, buttons. Klein carefully is going through what was collected in the 60s, categorizing and entering each object into a database. She says historic artifacts are most interesting to her, but there are also interesting prehistoric artifacts. Bird bone flutes, ceramic gaming stones, porcupine quill needles, instruments made out of rib bones, elk horn tools. Many of these prehistoric artifacts came from the Mount Carbon Village site in Fayette County. Last year, Klein and Brooks cataloged 43,000 artifacts from the site, most of which date back to the late 1400s, early 1500s. The entire site was packed into 100 boxes that took the two curators about a year to rehouse. There are hundreds and hundreds more to rehouse. But Klein isn't daunted, even though she knows she won't see all of the artifacts rehoused in her lifetime. She takes it one box at a time, and as an archaeologist, she has an acute sense of curiosity and wonder.
It's fun. It's like Christmas. You just never know. You never know where you're going to get.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Moundsville.
You can visit the Grave Creek Archaeological Complex and see what curators Amanda Brooks and Heather Klein are working on these days. For more information, visit wvpublic.org, our website. West Virginia American Water has restored service to all but a handful of customers in its Kanawha Valley system following repairs to a 36-inch water transmission main in Dunbar for the third time. A precautionary boil water advisory remains in effect for any customers who experienced very low water pressure or no water as a result of the repairs yesterday. Company officials say water samples were collected from multiple points in the system and submitted for testing at the company's state-certified laboratory last night. State regulations require samples to be tested for 24 hours before the advisory can be lifted. Some lucky Girl Scouts from West Virginia get the ultimate experience in camping, spending the night sleeping in tents pitched on the White House South Lawn, or at least they tried to. Michelle Obama hosted Tuesday's camp out as part of her Let's Move initiative against childhood obesity. 54th grade Girl Scouts from councils in Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, the District of Columbia, and Oklahoma were invited. The camp had to move indoors to a conference room in a federal federal building near the White House when heavy thunderstorms moved in. Before the storm, astronaut Katie Coleman joined them for stargazing led by NASA staff and scientists. West Virginia teachers are meeting in Charleston today to learn more about how to use technology in their jobs. The West Virginia Center for Professional Development is sponsoring the Infusing Technology Academy. It began Monday. The academy features more than 40 sessions to help teachers embed technology into all aspects of student learning. A second Infusing Technology Academy is set for Fairmont State University later this month. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.